So how does it feel? How does it feel to be back here?
It feels great. You know, so excited, obviously, and every time when I come here, you know, it's a really special trip, and especially this, you know, there's a, like guys that I haven't seen 20 years, and it's gonna be a fun weekend overall. It's, I think we're all very excited.
After Patrick, you had tweeted about new surf in town. How do you kind of compare what he's going through to you?
Well, the thing is, I'm so happy for him because obviously, you know, he's a great player and he comes in the same place where I had a great time. And I was really hoping that he's going to have a good start, you know, and to get the confidence going right away. And that's what has happened. So that's awesome. And the whole city is excited. All the Finns are excited, you know. So that's a great thing, you know. And especially for me because, like I said, you know, I went through some great time here and now he's kind of going through same stuff, so it's awesome.
Do you feel better as an 18-year-old, you or him?
Him, I think. You know what, I came here as an 18-year-old in the training camp. I was in Army that time. Only if I would get the, you know, right winger spot from Hoverchuk's line, I would maybe do some damage too, but I don't think 18 years old I was that ready.
Do you still feel the rivalry with Edmonton after all these years?
Yeah, you know what? Luckily, I was not here when they were dominating. I think, you know, when I came to the league, I think we won more than we lost. So that was something good. But in the 80s, you know, if you look at the lineup right now, there's probably like 60 Stanley Cups there. And that's the reason why we don't have so many Stanley Cups, because those guys. So.
You score a goal tomorrow? We're going to see the glove and the shooting?
I don't know. I think it's a one-time deal. I think it's good to remember like that. So it's.
When's the last time you were playing or on skates?
You know, I was skating 2 months ago, one charity game, but that's only one in 2 years. So, yeah. You know what? I haven't really missed skating much. You know, there's a new chapter and.
What's it feel like when you get out there?
Well, it felt like you never skated before. But I know there's a lot of other guys too who feel the same way. But it was fun though. Like I would probably play more if in Anaheim there's not enough ice, you know. There's, or you have to skate like midnight, and that's not for me. So
you were only here a few years, yet you're getting the key to the city today. How do you explain that?
You know what? I think I was here like almost 4 years, and it was a great time. You know, obviously, you know, the way the relationship with the fans and myself, you know, it was just really special. And how the city and the fans lived the whole journey with me, it was just unbelievable, you know. And like I always said that, you know, this is friendly Manitoba for a reason, and the people are just outstanding here. And obviously it was tough to see the team leaving to Phoenix, and because I knew how much this hockey means for the city and the people. And the day when I heard it's coming back, you know, the team is coming back from Atlanta, or it's got moving here, I was so happy because this city and fans really deserve this.
You ever look back and wonder how could I get 76 in 1 year?
Oh yeah, that year I didn't realize what I did. You know, it took a couple of years to realize it. You know, it won't happen very often. But you know, I was lucky. You know that, you know, when I came over, you know, I got right away in the first line, first power play. I played with the best players. All the stars were like in my way, you know.
Did you hold Patrick about handling the attention and the expectations in Finland and over here?
Well, I think obviously it's way different when he came here. You know, obviously my advice was that don't read the papers, don't follow what they write about you, how great you are, or how bad you are. Both ways, you know. That's just even keel. Just do your job and enjoy and. Because especially the Canadian media, like, you know how that works, you know. So it's.
When you heard about this game team, did Dale give you a call, or did you know you wanted to be involved from the start?
Absolutely, absolutely. Him and Chippy, you know, they contact me, and I said right away, like, first thing. I mean, this is something so special, obviously, and getting all the boys back, you know, with different era, you know, it's a big thing, you know, and so, you know. I've been excited a long time about this weekend.
What do you remember?
No, only pictures.
And what do you remember, what sticks with you about your chemistry with Phil Housley?
You know what? playing with Housley was just amazing because, you know, he has this ability to see the game so well, and he made me so much more active player. What comes, like, try to find the open, and I knew if I'm gonna be open, the puck is in my stick, you know. And he probably, like, he passed maybe 25, 30 breakaways at that season, you know. And it was just fun feeling, you know. And the chemistry that we had, you don't find that very often. You know, obviously, I had some chemistry with Paul Kariya and other guys too, but not with the defenseman. You know, he was just outstanding, you know. And